But within hours, and while she was still in the hospital, Monica developed a fever and pain caused by a fast-moving, flesh-eating bacteria. She was dying, so they took some organs to save her. But the bacteria had spread, so the doctors came in and said to her, "We think, as a matter of fact, we know we're going to have to amputate. We're going to have to take both your arms and both your legs." And this woman said, "Get on with it. I want you to do it, and do it as fast as you can, because I have to get home to take care of my girls." So imagine going into the hospital to have a baby. You have the healthy baby, and you expect to be coming home with this tiny little pink bundle of joy with pink little arms and legs. And instead, you go home without your arms and legs. The arms that were going to hold this child and legs that were going to walk with her in the park. Monica had 37 operations in 2 months. But she's now home with her girls, home without a trace of self-pity, home with a smile on her face and a peace in her heart. And when I talked to her, she said, "Sure, sometimes it hurts that she's not able to paint Sophie's nails and toenails and do the things that mothers and daughters do. But she also said, what good are you to your children if you're miserable?"